什么他来也是美国苦孩子出身。
What he came from was also a tough upbringing in America.
在美国也不容易啊。
It's not easy in America either.
好不容易读点书以后干嘛呢？
What should I do after reading a book?
跑到德国去教英文。教了段英文之后呢？
After teaching English in Germany for a while,
做了德国的法兰克福日报的记者。
I worked as a reporter for the German newspaper, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung.
后来派驻到上海远东做记者。
Later, he was assigned to Far East in Shanghai as a journalist.
他一直同情左翼运动。
He has always sympathized with the left-wing movement.
所以他跟宋庆龄。
So he is with him and Song Qingling.
鲁迅都好朋友，给中国的左翼文艺运动提供了大量的帮助。
Luzon was a close friend of the Chinese left-wing literary movement, and he provided them with a lot of help.
更重要的
，More importantly,
他后来就直接到了延安。
He then went directly to Yan'an.
特别是采访了我们朱德元帅。
Especially, we interviewed General Zhu.
当然毛主席也很熟啊。
Of course, Chairman Mao was also very familiar with it.
他们在延安也还跟着他学过跳舞啊。
Well, they also learned to dance from him in Yan'an.
这个什么他来对我们朱总司令。
What is this about him coming to General Zhu?
还是写了朱德的传记。
Write a biography of Zhu De.
回国之后就受到了麦卡锡运动的迫害。
After returning to China, I was persecuted by the McCarthy movement.
逃到英国去。
Escaped to the UK.
在英国。
In the UK.
1950年就去世了。
Died in 1950.
什么他连埋在八宝山革命公墓。
Only let him be buried in the Eight Immortals Revolutionary Cemetery.
依然把他的东西捐赠给朱德元帅。
He still donated his belongings to General Zhu.
所以这是国际主义战士。
So, this is a socialist fighter.
第二位更厉害了，尾崎秀实。
The second one is even more impressive.
1944年。
1944,
绞刑吊死，尾崎秀实。
Hang the white kicks you to death.
就是我说的佐尔格间谍小组的重要成员。
That's the important member of the Zorgan spy group I mentioned.
尾崎秀实作为朝日新闻的记者。
By Kai Zhu as a reporter for Asahin News.
作为中国通
，as a Chinese expert，
后来成了日本首相近卫文磨的私人助理
，later became the private assistant of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe，
高级参谋，进入了日本核心决策层
，senior officers entered the core decision-making layer of Japan，
从而掌握了日本的第一手资料。
This allowed them to gain first-hand knowledge of Japan.
所以，比如说，日本当时以南下计划代替北进计划。
For example, Japan replaced the southward expansion plan with the northward expansion plan.
不打苏联。
Don't hit the Soviet Union.
打珍珠港之类的。
Pearl Harbor-like.
都是他提供的。
All of them are provided by him.
通过佐尔格送到这个共产国际。
By moving the left ear to this communist international.
但是，由于佐尔格意外的被抓。
However, due to Zorg's unexpected arrest.
尾崎秀实也就最后被抓牵连出来。
Why Kai Zhu was eventually caught and brought out.
最后，日本真是大为惊讶。
Finally, Japan was truly surprised.
所以在苏联十月革命纪念日的那天
So on the day of the October Revolution
把他绞死
Hang him
这就是韦奇修士
This is a Y and Kai scholar
韦奇修士当时住上海跟鲁迅啊
Why Kai, a talented scholar, lived in Shanghai at the same time as Lu Xun
跟左翼这帮人很熟的啊
I'm very familiar with these people.
那么这个佐尔格是由于多重失误。
So, this sword is due to multiple mistakes.
其中有一个很大的失误。
One of the biggest mistakes is
是佐尔格有一个日本的情人误拿了佐尔格的打火机。
Zolger had a Japanese lover who mistakenly took Zolger's lighter.
打火机里是微型照相机。
The lighter contains a miniature camera.
结果把他拘捕了以后
As a result, he was arrested.
他还当着这帮日本警察的面拿了他点
He also took out a cigarette and offered it to him in front of the Japanese police.
烟被人家识破了
He was caught.
物证俱全
All evidence is complete.
把佐尔格就抓了、啊、
Rest sorrow
那么当然这边我们知道内山完造内山完造、很早
Well, of course, we know that Inayama Maru is very early
1919年就来中国在上海了
In 1919, he came to China and lived in Shanghai
中文也不错
That's also good.
然后他这个书店呢一直经营左翼书籍。
And he has been running a bookstore that specializes in left-wing books.
所以那帮左翼作家跟他都很熟。
So those left-wing writers were very familiar with him.
中文也好日
He speaks Chinese well.
中文也好因为
Japanese is also good.
是个日本人
Another one is Japanese.
前两天我特别查我
Two days ago, I specifically checked.
我说内山完造在日本侵华期间
I said that during the Japanese occupation of China,
是不是还在上海开书店
Are you still running a bookstore in Shanghai?
是的
Yes.
而且日军还重用他让他接管了租界里的美国的大型书店都改成内山书店分号了、啊、
Moreover, the Japanese also reused him to take over the large bookstores in the concession which were originally owned by Americans and changed their names to Inayama bookstores
但是四五年一结束
But every four or five years
日本战败是吧
Is Japan defeated?
他就被遣返了
He was deported
他的所有的财产被没收
All his property was confiscated
作为敌产没收内山完造1947年就回国了
As for the case of the confiscation of the property of Inayama He returned to China after 4 years of being abroad
但是他中华人民共和国一建国以后
However, after the founding of the People's Republic of China,
他是中国人老朋友啊。
He's a Chinese friend.
所以跟中国关系不错。
So, I have a good relationship with China.
1959年
1959.
新中国建国十周年庆典内山完造来到了北京头天来。
The 10th.Anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, the late Wen Yihua arrived in Beijing.
第二天就死了。
The next day, he died.
也是突发疾病死的。
Also, died from sudden illness.
他也葬在了中国。
He was also buried in China.
但是他并没有葬在北京。
But he didn't bury himself in Beijing.
而是葬在了上海。
Instead, he was buried in Shanghai.
他和他的夫人都葬在了上海宋庆龄那个陵园。
He and his wife were buried in the cemetery of Song Qingling in Shanghai.